and conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. This book teaches you God's strategy for overcoming the challenges you face. How do I know what that strategy is? Because when the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to list the spiritual armor we need to protect ourselves, he wrote, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all power and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Ephesians 6:10-18. Based on these verses, we know Satan attacks us in at least 8 different ways. Satan wants to keep you from God's strength. He's after your honesty. He's after your heart and your righteous life. He wants to fill you with anxiety. He wants to fill you with doubt. He longs to confuse your mind. He loves to tempt you to sin. He hates it when you pray. In each chapter of this book, you'll learn an overcoming strategy to defeat these attacks. You'll meet men and women who overcame their own adversity so you can learn from and be inspired by their determination. You'll also discover the path to victory over the trials you face in your own life. Yes, all of them. Loss, disappointment, betrayal, abuse, injury, lies, addiction, self-doubts, mistakes, grief, anger, anxiety, regret. There's nothing Satan can throw at you that you cannot overcome. But the time to prepare is now. I cannot stress that enough. When Satan attacks, you won't have time to Google spiritual armor. You won't have time to phone a friend for advice on a counterattack. You may not even have time to get down on your knees to pray. You must be prepared. In the first chapter, we'll focus on David, the Old Testament's greatest overcomer. In the last chapter, I'll tell you the story of history's greatest overcomer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the chapters in between, we'll discover 8 strategies for overcoming the challenges we face in our lives. How to overcome weakness with strength. How to overcome falsehood with truth. How to overcome evil with good. How to overcome anxiety with peace. How to overcome fear with faith. How to overcome confusion with wisdom. How to overcome temptation with scripture. And how to overcome everything with prayer. The journey of the overcomer is a wonderful, profound, healing journey. God is all good, and he only gives good gifts, one after the other, again and again, to strengthen you for whatever the future holds. If you open your heart to receive those gifts, he will fill it to overflowing. Living the life of an overcomer will bring you strength, peace, courage, hope, and joy such as you've never known. It will also bring victory in your spiritual life. That's important, my friend, because victory is God's purpose for his children. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Join me on this journey to live a life of unstoppable strength, unmovable faith, and unbelievable power in the face of every challenge. Join me and embrace your God-given destiny.